We are up to Simin Pei Vav in Hilchas Krishma. We'll be doing that Simin, which is all of one Sif, as well as the first Sif of Simin Pei Zayin. Simin Pei Vav, Mayim Sruchim, water that has a foul odor, Omei Mishra, or water in which you soak, Shesharon Behen Pishton or Kamvis, in which they are soaking flax, Sorech Lahar Chikmeim Kamo Menatzoa. That means that water that has the kind of odor that would make people feel uncomfortable, that the halacha is that you it gets the same halacha of tzoa, that you have to move away from it for amis, as well as you shouldn't be seeing it either. The Mishnah Berurah says that he brings from a prima godin that this is a daraisa, that it gets a halacha of tzoa daraisa. The Mishnah Berurah says that in the case of a garden nearby a shul, where you have filthy water that is going past the shul, even if the gardener had that water going through there before the shul was built, he must nevertheless divert it so that it does not bring people the idea vera of davening in front of something that they're not allowed to daven in front of. The Elia Rabbah brings up the issue of a winery where you have the smell of fermentation, and it's quite strong. And he says that it is usur to say Shema or learn, say Psukim or Davin when you can smell it or around it. And the Mishnah Berurah brings a Rambam who says that it's only a mineg of the Gdol HaChachamim, where they were careful not to daven in front of it, but it's mashma that it's mutter. He leaves it as a bit of a kasha that no one mentioned that Rambam. Simin Pei Zayin. Kama tzorach laharchik b'shas krishma in gerev shorei, says the Mechaber, Sif Aleph, gerev shorei, that is a bedpan, v'ovit shel mei raglayim, this is a pan that's only used for urine, shel cheres o shel eitz, if it is ceramic or wood, tzorach laharchik mehem kamo meitzoa, you have to distance yourself from that like from tzoa, which means it has to be outside your four amis, as well as you couldn't see it. Afilu hitel behemayim, even if you have water in it, you washed it out. Why is that? That is because wood and ceramic are absorbent. Therefore, we say that even if you wash it out so that there's nothing inside it, nevertheless, the walls of it are totally absorbed with the tzoa or the mei raglayim. The Mishnah Berurah says that if they have another use as well, they're not used exclusively for tzoa and mei raglayim, they're used for other things as well, and they're washed out well, we say that they're not considered a gerev sharei and ovid shemei raglayim. They would not have a din of a beis hakisei. Whereas, if they do have a foul odor, then the halacha is that they are considered tzoa anyway. Meaning, it is not enough to say that this is reyach rasha ein lo ikar. We would call this reyach rasha yesh lo ikar. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Achronim understand that the halacha is like Rabbeinu Yonah, which is that these things have a din of tzoa mida oraisa. That means that there's a v'hayoma achanecha kadosh mida oraisa. Bidiyeved, if you said Shema within four amis of a graf sharei or of a shomer aglaim, you have to say it over again. Whereas, if it was outside your four amis, even if you saw it, you do not go over, you do not have to say it over again. Further, says the Mechaber, that was only if it was eitz, if it was wood or ceramic. Avlam hein shel mateches, o shel zechuches. What happens if it is metal or glass? O shel cheres mitzupa, or covered ceramic. So the Mishnah Berurah brings different opinions of what exactly it was covered with. Are we talking about something glazed, or it actually has a layer of something else? So the halacha is imeim rechutzim yafe. If they are washed out well, then you're allowed to say Shema in front of them. So first of all, the Taz disagrees with Tzchuches. We know that when it comes to being bolea, absorbing hot treif, we paskin, the minig Ashkenaz is to consider glass absorbent. So the Taz says the same thing would go over here. However, the Achron Rosh Achronim disagree with the Taz, and they say that even glass is not absorbent, it is not porous. Now further, In the case of ceramic that has a glazing, the Mishnah Berurah's maskana is to be machmir. So he says that porcelain, we should be machmir, that it's considered a graf sharei. So for example, our toilets, even though they're clean, they're considered a graf sharei according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what happens if it's washed out inside and outside? So we said that for metal, if that is good enough, or glass. That is only if there is no foul odor, if there is an odor. So the halacha is that if you washed it out well, it's considered reach rasha ein lo ikar. So notice the difference. In the case of a ceramic one, in the case of cheres, even if you washed it out well, the halacha is that it's called reach rasha, it's considered reach rasha yesh lo ikar. It is considered a beis hakiseh, because we say it's absorbent. In the case of metal, if it has no reach and it's washed well, it's mutter altogether. If it has an odor, it's considered reach rasha ein lo ikar.